In neighboring Saudi Arabia, there is growing anger and resentment over the war against Iraq. NPR's Kate Seeley reports now from the Saudi capital, Riyadh, where many Saudis worry that the war could have disastrous consequences for the region.
In the downtown gold bazaar, several merchants sit glued to a transistor radio, listening to news of the war. Gold dealer Mohammed Akas says he and his family have been closely following the conflict since it began. He hasn't gotten much sleep, he says, nor has he had much business. Gold is for happy occasions, he says. Most Saudis are deeply angered and upset by what they're seeing on television. Massive bombardment of Baghdad, civilian deaths, U.S. tanks thundering across the Iraqi desert on their way to a potentially bloody and protracted battle in the capital of one of the largest Arab states. This war is unjust, it's unacceptable, says Akas. And many Saudis wonder why it's happening at all. Saddam Hussein is hated by most Saudis, but few believe the war is worth the risks and the loss of human life. Mother of three, Rima Khamis, says she regrets both the needless Iraqi and American casualties.
We like them, we don't like the people killed. Why they are doing it, Bush and the other people, why? I like Bush to hear it, why he do this.
Saudis are also starting to worry about the length of the conflict. In the 1991 Gulf War, the Allied ground battle, which was launched from Saudi territory, lasted 5 days. Today, day five of this war, businessman Ihsan Buhleika predicts the Iraqi regime will not be easy to defeat.
And whatever happened in there will be affected by it, one way or the other. If this war continues for a lengthy period of time, you'll have economic problems, social problems, and it's not going well.
Most Saudis also harbor a deep suspicion of America's long-term intentions in the region. Economist Abdelaziz Al-Dukhail dismisses the idea that America is fighting Iraq to rid the country of weapons of mass destruction. He says the Bush administration wants to occupy Iraq. From that strategic position, he says, it will try to carry out its stated goal of reshaping the Middle East, a goal, he says, Arabs strongly oppose.
For us, it's a new era. An era that we despise, an era that we are afraid of, an era that is solely based on the weakening of the pan-Arabism.
Tuchel says the region needs reforming. He's one of the key authors of a petition calling for political and social change in Saudi Arabia. But he doesn't trust the U.S. calls for change. He says the Bush administration is too closely aligned with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and his Likud party.
The Israeli Likud interest philosophy is based on one principle. Hit the Arab, bring them down, weaken the Arab.
Through its alliance with Israel, says Dukhail, the U.S. is showing that it's against the interests of the Arabs. If Washington is to change that perception, say Saudi analysts, it must allow the United Nations to manage a post-war Iraq. And they add it should quickly move on to solving the Arab world's main concern, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.